100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the story. Let's see, what's the topic? Oh, sparkle! I really hope nobody said it that way. So let's go ahead and get right to the stories this week. And the first one is by Serendipity Haven. All right, let's go ahead and get everything queued up and get the coffee machine going. Whenever you don't have enough milk, add more Baileys. Okay, Serendipity, lay it on us. He was a product of the 60s baby boom. Had his parents any inkling of the life ahead of him, perhaps they'd have stuck with plain William or Jack. Sparkle Moonshine Taylor, guilty of first-degree murder on 15 separate counts. Over 10 years, his trademark calling card, a sparkler speared between his victim's eyes, had become a chilling reminder that no one was safe in their beds. Now, caught, arrested, tried, and incarcerated, he had ignored the offer of a priest and wolfed down the remains of his last meal. The guard appeared.
"Hey, Sparkle! Ready to meet old Sparky?"
Ooh, creepy. And then again, you know, I've always wanted to meet old Sparky. Sounds like a nice guy. Thank you, Serendipity Haven. If I seem a little slow this morning, it's, the immersion blender? Okay, so, let's see. The coffee with Baileys drinks. Oh, good. I picked up a Leaving Las Vegas portion size of vodka, so my frozen screwdrivers, and yesterday got out the amaretto and bought some sour mix, and the people at Kroger were like, isn't it a little early for this? I put it on my cornflakes, and my God, frozen amaretto sours. What else? Whiskey sours? Frozen whiskey? Should I try that? What other frozen drinks done that way? And don't say daiquiri. I mean, my God. You know, you put rum in something, rum should only be used as an antiseptic. Or you put a rag in the bottle and you throw it. And half the bottles with rum in them these days are plastic. So what's the point? I should probably stick to the story stuff. Next up, we have a marathon of Thomas. He's got some really good stories here, so we can all settle back and get our coffees, and I'll race you to the fifth. So, here we go. Good stuff.
Sparkle Josh was an interior designer from Tennessee. His long blonde hair made the other designers envious. He wore leather pants, a thin silk blouse, and carried a silver handbag with a gold buckle. He had mad decorating skills and could put together an empty room in Southern Garish or Hollywood Tacky in hours. The film crew assumed Sparkle was a girly man, but we were wrong when one of the cameramen made a crack about Sparkle's sexual habits, and Sparkle dropped him like a lead balloon, furnishing a well-aimed kick with the silver point of his cowboy boot. Her eyes sparkled, but the ophthalmologist found peculiarities. Dee Dee had cataract removal surgery followed by lens implants. When her blue eyes were seen from an angle, the light reflected off the implants, creating the effect. Of course, Dee Dee used this to her advantage when clubbing. Her eyes would get her out of speeding tickets and cajole head waiters to give her a good table by the window. Dee Dee used a minimum of eye makeup and avoided any makeup techniques that made her look like a tropical fish or the smoky eye look so popular with cross-dressers and young Hollywood starlets. Sparkle Plenty was a professional cleaner working for the well-to-do folks that lived on Bell Hill in town. She could clean a heavy crystal chandelier without taking it down, and she would never break anything, including anything in Mr. Papinjohn's collection of casts of rock star outgrowths. Papinjohn's collection was purchased en masse from San Francisco's famous duet Cynthia Plastercaster and her sister. Sparkle's last cleaning job was the chandelier in Nina Piccolini's summer house. Sparkle put on her cotton gloves and started the final polish of the bottom crystals of the 2-ton Maria Teresa gold when it fell. The drink had qualities unlike any beverage currently on the market. It combined a number of vitamins, stimulants, rare jungle herbs, leaves, barks, and fruits into a sparkling, bright green concoction that promised hours of heightened awareness, night vision, hyperactive olfactory acuity, and texting skills. At $3 a can, teens bought two or three at morning recess. Those that couldn't afford it shoplifted the new drink at Safeway. The manufacturer was a Russian company, and the FDA closed it down after a 12-year-old girl in Texas chugged two 24-ounce cans and died quickly of a cardiac arrhythmia. Her personality was scintillating, radiant. It sparkled. She entered the room. The group felt an electric discharge and a quickening in their flanks. The sudden rampage of coruscation left every male in the room breathing heavily and trembling. She sauntered over to the large spread of food, took a bit and turned slightly, looking over her shoulder, casting her eyes down for a moment before taking another small bite of the tasty beef. She moved to the window to stare out at the lawn, and one of the younger males moved to her side. He sniffed her behind and barked. All that sparkles is not gold. Lamont learned this early in life in spite of being a little slow. For Lamont to learn a trade was important to his parents. Lamont had to be able to fend for himself as an adult, so his father taught him the jewelry business when Lamont was a youngster. His dad told him that all that glitters is not gold, but Lamont couldn't remember the exact words as hard as he tried. But he did learn the jewelry business, the code used on price tags, and how to mark everything up by 300%. Please visit my blog at fifthcoffee.blogspot.com. That's fifth, F-I-F-T-H, fifth coffee, one word, .blogspot.com. I take submissions there, and lately I've been taking submissions of not only poetry and flash fiction, but photography and even a short video from a lady in New York. So stop in, please.
Thank you, Thomas. I'll add the site to my notes of, hey, you can send stuff here too. And hopefully I'll remember, because you've got the Flying Island Press and all that, and I kind of disappoint folks with not sending things to other places. But others can. Others can, because, you know, weekly challenge, I mean, they're like, okay, I did the weekly challenge, now what? Well, there are so many places. I mean, Lizzie will write there. I mean, my God, she writes so much. And her site has so much on it. It's like, let's all give each other stuff. Although, then it'll wind up
Just, oh my God, we're overwhelming Google. In that exact voice. So thank you, Thomas. And now we move on to Tom. You know, even after all these years, I keep wanting to say Tom at footnote. I miss that. It was like an exploration of the human adventure. Or what was it? I can't remember now. The American Dream? Something like that. Maybe you'll remind us one day. It'll be a walk back. Is it still in the archives? I'll have to check. Here's Tom and his story. And updates!
Hello, night people. Tom here, and I've got updates. After 310 weeks, Bee has fallen out of the top 50. She was one of the original top 10. Guard 1307 is 4 stories shy of entering the top 50. Bot Girl moves into the 44th place. Serendipity Haven moves into the 35th place. Red Goddess, Lizzie, and Cliff enter the top 30 with 30 and 29 stories respectively. Tura passes Linda and is 4 stories shy of entering the lair of the Golden Monkeys with 40 stories. Young Danny Dwyer passes Jeffrey of Greater Heights into the 15th place. Story average 12.37. Corrections. Sometime over the last 3 years, columns in my spreadsheet have gotten twisted up. So Kate and Paul were not original top teners. The original top 10 was Z, Ellison, Andrew, Rael, Tommy, Beck, B, Garvel, Kolek, and Lisa. Tonight's story is I Got Wings. It's a true story, too. I am an honorary member of the Radical Fairies. A friend was running a wombat ritual at Northern California's premier pagan festival, and 10 minutes before the start, she had lost her shill. 600 people had come to join the fun for Pagan Eye for the Straight Guy, but the hotel help had bailed. There were plenty of straight pagans in the audience, but the joke works best if the makeover subject is deeply mundane. Being a loyal camp follower, I volunteered. Rainbow wig, eyelashes, nail polish, and sarong. I doused the crowd with fairy dust. I am Tangerine Sparkle, good and plenty.
Thank you, Tom. None of that exciting stuff ever happens here that I ever know about. Or probably happens after 10:30 when I fall asleep. It's not fair, I tell you. Although, in the morning I get to see sunrises. So, is that a trade-off? A quiet, normal life. Nah, not worth it. Coffee. I gotta tell you, I left the fan on a few minutes ago, and so I had to re-record this section. Usually I don't. You've heard it. I screw up. I'll be like, blah, 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 tripping over my tongue. And do I re-record it? Screw it. Just keep going. And maybe I should read stories that way, too. When I do the live stuff in Second Life, oh, man, do I screw up. And it's like, blah, blah, blah. Oh, crap. Okay, move back. And you know, those of you who have heard them are like, yeah, sounds like an idiot. So, but I laugh at it. And this weekend, been doing Storyfest, Bard on the Beach, Caledonia, and some of the Shawnee and some of the art players and a few here. I consider myself the non-aligned group. A truly non-aligned, as opposed to the We Love Terror group hanging out in Tehran this weekend. We're a lot different from them. And I gotta tell you, it's fun. And I was doing the Angel of Death, reading the Death Sonnets, 71 through 74. And it's hard to stay in character with that kind of stuff. But if you're just crazy enough, it's hard to get back out of character. So, next up, we have, that was a good ramble. Wow. I should have an indicator light on Audacity, you know, with the, you have the little bars saying, volume levels left and right. And, I should have crazy levels, because that shit would be peaked. Jeffrey. Jeffrey is back. Another 100-word story for this week's challenge on the theme of sparkle. Hope you like it. Okay, I like it already. You don't have to sell me on it.
Another week, another story. This is Matinee Idol by Jeffrey Fisher. Stephen's teeth sparkled in the moonlight, a testament to the finest dental treatment money could buy. He was tall and handsome, with the looks of a matinee idol, with one exception. His agent explained Steve's dreams of movie stardom hinged on fixing his crooked yellow teeth. 2 painful years later, the finished product dazzled in the alley behind the bar. He wondered if the time and money were well spent. Then the punch came, shattering his mouth and leaving shards of sparkling teeth scattered on the ground.
Sweet dreams and flying machines and sparkling teeth on the ground. Thank you, Jeffrey. I'm getting a little hooked here on Words with Friends. Let's see, I've got how many games? 1, 2, 3. Oh, man, Dan just played Cloned. I should have taken that one instead of Where I Went. Oh, well. The game's early. Oh, sorry. thank you, Jeffrey. I get caught up in this, man. I get caught up in it. It's just addictive. If you want to play me at Words with Friends, you can find me on Facebook with my real name, or within Words with Friends that is full of crap. And come on, I'll take you. Although, if you're getting on an airplane, don't start with it. Next up, we have Steven the Nuclear Man. He has returned over there at Alliteration Link. Hopefully he'll share a little more. Was he at Gen Con? I've never been there. I'm allergic to 12-sided dice. I have a rare condition, allergy to dodecahedrons. It's, too many pentagons. There's only so many pentagons a man can take, and when you arrange them just right... Oh, that's my weakness. I know I shouldn't eat them. Maybe it's the ink that we use to mark the dice. I'm not sure. Here's Stephen.
Stephen the Nuclear Man here. The background track is from Nine Inch Nails' Ghosts album. No intro, just today's story. She remembers the glitter of his eyes when they first made love. She remembers when it disappeared, when there was just the reflection of the television, or wall. She remembers the distortion from her tears when he said he wanted to see other people. How she couldn't see or catch his averted gaze. She remembers the night, but tries not to. Tries not to remember the lifelight fading as the infected bite took his body. She fiddles with the brush, then applies more shellac to the orbs. His corpse strains against the ropes. She remembers. She'll get it right eventually.
Thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man. And hopefully someone will hold our hands through the madness. What? Well, that's funny. Okay, someone just sent me something. I should not be watching the mailbox while I'm doing this, but I'm hoping that red goddess sends something. But it may be too late. But she can still try. She can still try. There's still time, isn't there? No. I mean, the deadline's a deadline, right? I shouldn't be waiting up for people. No, I will. I will be inclusive. That's what the after show thing is for, when folks send in stories a little too late. Oh, I just found out about it. Oh, well, it's too late. No, it's not. Now, of course, if you forget to put the subject of weekly challenge on the email, it may get caught in the spam filter, but... Still, if it's 1 or 2 days late, hopefully I'll remember to put it up. It's not that I get so busy, I get so lazy. So, here's Muncie.
Greetings, Funk Soul brothers and sisters. I have a story that you ought to check out now. The Bet by Christopher Monroe. I've made a bet with a demon. We'll be playing the fiddle shortly. I admit, this isn't the best idea I've had. Nonetheless, it's how I'll be spending my day. Should I beat this demon, I'll receive a fiddle made of gold. Pure, sparkling gold. Gold of the finest quality. It's a beautiful instrument. Should I lose, the demon gets a fiddle made of gold from me, which I won in a bet with a previous demon a few years ago. We'd played Magic the Gathering for that bet. I'm very good at Magic the Gathering. Fiddle? Not so much. Flash fiction at ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com because I've altered the address of my blog to make myself easier to Google. Tweets at Munzee Munzee because I am Munzee, no matter what they say, and words can't bring me down. See you next week.
Okay, hold on. I gotta. All right, there, and edit that, and update that, and okay, you are now updated in the links section of the site, and I've updated your link in the post, so now people should be able to find you at the new location. Isn't that cool? It's so easy. And thank you, Munzee, for reminding me. And yeah, I know I bailed out of the intro real fast because I was going to sneeze. So, hey, I sneeze too. It happens. Oh no, I'm getting addicted again. Okay, hold on. I don't have enough vowels for this. I don't have enough vowels! So, crap. Alright, so, if you have updates to the links on the site for you, toss me a note. If you're one of the old-timers and it's like, I've given up on my old blogging stuff. Now I post up YouTube videos of birds that I find. Well, send me the link to that if you're embarrassed about your earlier efforts. So, not that anyone ever comes back. They always... Anima came back. Anima did. So, there's always hope. I'm getting that Dr. Horrible kind of feel. But someone who is not horrible, or a doctor, is Zach Man. And he's got stories for you. Let's play them.
Lilith tells Clifford that he needs a new name, something cool like Ford Prefect, but says him more like Arthur Dent than Ford Prefect. You mean like Two-Face? Asked Clifford. No, that is Harvey Dent, replies Lilith. The guy who wrote Doc Savage? No, that was Lester Dent. Clifford, for being on a geek podcast, you have a lot of trouble differentiating the dents. Chris comes in and says, I am testing a Ford Fusion hybrid, and it is so shiny. Why don't you guys come out and see how my Ford sparkles? Lilith declares, I found your name.
Yay! That's the best way to get a new name. Although it's a lot easier to get your name from someone showing you a new car than getting hit by one and people reading it off the impression of the dealer label on your chest. Thank you, Zach Man. Next up, we have Lizzie Goodcough. Man, she's been hitting the dashes. I only hit one this week out of all the billions of waves and dashes and flushes and sprints, and I just can't keep up. I can't relate. But it's good that she is, because it keeps the mind going and all the creativity, and then you can stitch those things together into a quilt of literature, which will keep you warm for the winter months ahead. Here's Lizzie, and the next panel of the quilt.
Sometimes it sparkles, sometimes it glows, the magician said, looking distracted. What is it? An orb. Does it kill? asked the kid with a strange smile on his face. Of course not, the kid frowned. It's useless, then. Look, go read that book of spells, said the magician, hoping the fat volume would keep the kid busy. But the kid didn't even look at the book. Instead, a loud thump was heard. I knew it could kill. Later, it was extremely difficult to distinguish what was the orb and what was the head of the magician. Conclusion, a sparkly mess. This was my story for the week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com or get in touch with me through Twitter. My name there is also Lizzie Goodcough. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, talk to you next week. Bye-bye. And, hold on. Did he plan all out? No, he didn't. He cringed all the way across. Well, that's got me cringing. I wonder if I can do... I should not play Words with Friends while doing this recording. Instead, I should focus on the recording. Next up, we got someone new. It is Cryptex. Oh, I love it when we have new people, because that means I get to put on my new people pants. Hold on, let me take the old ones off here. Oh, God. Oh, I've been eating way too many kolaches. All right. And pull on the... Oh, God. I should have gotten stretch pants. Oh, thank goodness it's the sales tax holiday. I can get to Academy and get some size. Oh, my God. Stop eating the kolaches pants. I know. They're bad for me. But they're so good. At least I'm not eating the egg ones. Those make me sick. So I've kind of adjusted. I should be eating oatmeal. Oh, well. While I go make some oatmeal, here's a story. By Cryptex. Welcome to the podcast. The lecture hall quickly filled up with students studying introductory philosophy.
Any questions before we begin?
The teacher asked. One hand rose timidly.
What is the difference between sparkle and glitter?
The teacher looked at the student and replied,
You, Mr. Taylor, have never been the best ranked in class, but are still favored over others. Why?
When the student did not answer, the teacher spoke.
You never scored above average due to your laziness, but the one time that you did study, you scored the highest in the history of that test. That, my friend, is sparkling.
That truly is sparkling. Thank you, Cryptex, and keep coming back for more. There is going to be a topic for next week, and you can be a part of it, and you, and all of you. Wait. Oh, no, not enough. This is what happens when I get 17 Words with Friends games going. Oh, dear. Am I an addict? No, not at all. Ooh, wait. Ooh, who made another move? Next up. We have Exia Double Knot, EXIA00, but I like saying the word knot, so double knot. And, you know, tie a triple knot and make sure there's a... Never mind. I should probably read this one before I say anything hyper stupid. Because, man, am I capable of that? I've got 3 cups of coffee in me. I'm going to get to my 5th coffee. I will, I promise. And my Bailey's bottle. You know, the thing about Bailey's, they keep the bottle dark, so you never know when you're getting close. And the bottle's so heavy, you never know. So that's why I probably should pick up another one, just in case. Even though this is like the gallon jug. This is something that you would normally get moonshine in. You know, you could probably, you know, make an Olympic event out of throwing it. Actually, that would be kind of good. The Bailey's throw. Oh, wait, they're coming up on Rio. Oh, God, not rum. What exactly? Are they going to do a marathon through the slums down there or something? What are they, you know, never mind. Great, now all the people down in Rio are going to be like, we're never going to write stories again. We'll write them for Norm Sherman.
Whatever.
So here is Exia's story now that I've given you such a lovely lead-up to it.
Poorest of the poor. That's what people called them, I told my assistant.
I was at a very subdued locality of my country, where people always live oppressed and in the fear of the oppressors. It was at the 65th Independence Day for its country, but ironically, even those 65 years could get these people their real independence. While walking, I saw some children flying kites. There was a sparkle in their eyes which grew as their kite soared ever high. I asked one of them, "Do you also dream of soaring great heights?" Suddenly, the sparkle was lost within him, and he ran away. Cool. Thank you, Exia. I had seen in the headlines about the independence of a certain country. I blew that accent, totally. And it wasn't meant to mock. I was trying to get in the spirit of it. It would be really cool to hear that in the intended accent, to get the full feeling of it. But that's a good one. I like it.
Please, come back, Exia. Double knot. Don't hurt me. No. Don't hurt my heart.
Speaking of people that hurt my heart, because they're just so kind, it's Bonchance Longfall and Severina Halostar. Now, Bonchance is doing something really nice. He's switching the time of his open mic on Saturdays, when he does it, to 7. I normally do them at 8 at Hotel Chelsea. And then he's going to do it at 7 because he wants to hear me. Oh, that's just so good. Because I don't want people choosing between us. I don't. And I wasn't about to move, because if I move back all the way to 9, then it's like, oh, God, no, I should really go out for another walk. Although, maybe I should move it to 9. What do you people think? Do you people even care? I don't know. I've been thinking about, you know, whatever. By then, I'm already awake. And Gina doesn't wake up until, like, noon or 1, and that won't wake her up any. So, what do you think? So, here's Bonchance and Severina, and maybe they've got some, you know, a ringer. You know, they brought in Mike Tyson or something to write. I like the pigeons. They're good. Oh, sorry. Just. Here's their stories.
Crab Mariner's 100-word challenge. This week's challenge word is sparkle. These are collaborative works with Severina Halostar, Bonchance Longfall. The second story has a return of our favorite character, Pablo, the black and white spaniel. Sparkle. Marilla recalled the quote from Kubler-Ross as she freshened the body of the Yugoslavian beauty queen, nicknamed Bright Eyes. People are like stained glass windows. They sparkle and shine when the sun is out, but when the darkness sets in, their true beauty is revealed only if there is a light from within. A novice nurse was thankful she had a peaceful death. Marilla felt an inner peace knowing she was with the beauty queen as she took her last breath at 3:13 a.m. The kind nurse believed that everyone should have their hand held as they travel to their new home. Sparkle. Sparkles was an overly spoiled cat. The large, obese calico was also the terror of Espy's neighborhood. Every day, Sparkle's loving owner would send him off to play sporting a new ribbon tied into a beautiful bow around his neck. Today's color was bright pink. Espy told Pablo that he needed to socialize more and stop worrying about his misfit son, Pepe. Espy forgot to mention Sparkles. On first sight, Pablo was positive he found a new best friend. Pablo hadn't seen a cat that vicious since the first time he tried to sneak a steak out of the circus lion's cage.
That sneaky Pablo. Ooh. Thank you, Bonchance and Sevi. We're learning more about the guy with every week. Kind of like Lola. I really hope that Red Goddess gets that story in. If not, It'll wind up in the late night, or maybe she's taking a break. Maybe Lola finally got that vacation she needs. I hope she gets it. Speaking of someone that could use a vacation, it's Cliff. Uncle Monster! Yeah, he's still working hard at this. He works so hard. He needs a little relaxation. And a little bit of love, too. But I think he gets that in this story. Here comes Uncle Monster, otherwise known as Cliff.
Hello, Cliff Lowe here with the 100-word story for the prompt of Sparkle. All that sparkles is not gold, she said. Baby, I think the saying is, all that glitters is not gold. Really? What sparkles? Diamonds, I guess. Wow, we've been dating for 3 years now, and I never knew you knew so much about gold and diamonds. Yeah, me neither. So, what have you got planned for Valentine's Day? It's a secret. I will say that it involves something that sparkles. She gasped and kissed me. I couldn't wait to see her face when I took her for a day at the paintball field with her new Diamond 3000 paintball marker.
Thank you, Cliff. I believe you found it. Man, I left the... Let me try that again. Thank you, Cliff. I believe you found it. Yes, I've been turning the fan on in the middle of these, even though it's very cool in this room. And, well, the belly! Now I know why Kyle does the belly slaps. Oh, man. All right. Okay, get my focus back, and we're back. Hi! How about some more 100-word stories? Would you like to hear one from Tura? I would like to hear one from Tura. In fact, this may be a play in one act, so get your popcorn and programs ready, and look down from the balcony. Up comes the curtain, and I should just play this.
Waiting for Twilight Sparkle, a play in one act by Tura Brazoianu. A country road, a tree, two bedraggled old ponies. One used to be blue. Turquoise, the blue one. Sunbeam, the other one. What? Turquoise. Why Sunbeam? I'm Turquoise because I am, but you... Sunbeam. Call that Turquoise? In the 90s, though, remember? We were respectable in those days. Now it's too late. Turquoise. But when Twilight Sparkle comes... Sunbeam. Will she come? Turquoise. She sent word. Long pause. Turquoise, getting up. Let's go! Sunbeam. We can't. Turquoise. Why not? Sunbeam. We're waiting for Twilight Sparkle. Turquoise sits down. Long pause. Sunbeam. Let's go. Turquoise. Let's. They do not move.
Poke him with a stick. Sorry. Need to cool down here for a minute. Thank you, Tura. I can't wait for the second act. We got more stories? Yeah, we got more. Okay, hold on. Right click and save and type in the name. And there. Okay, so now we have Batgirl's story. Yeah, that's right. The ringleader of the single frame stories that's going on, as well as A is for Avatar, B just went up, and by the time you hear this, I think C is going up, and people are like, well, can you add me to it? It's like, okay, yeah. And right, well, the challenge for those is single frame stories, they post up a topic. I think the next one is Grave Mistake, and so in one frame, tell a story. With that, You know, and it can be, you know, with Second Life, it can be with real life, it can be whatever. And I think, you know, maybe the next one I'm going to do is marinade in Drano or something, or, you know, I know they don't look alike, but, you know, at this point, you know, I could, you'd stand to lose a few pounds. And then with A is for Avatar, you know, through the alphabet and, silly definitions, like a glossary. It's an illustrated glossary of everything that's gone wrong out there. Trying to explain things nicely and then take a turn for the worse. And illustrate those with just shots on the side. So, those two are out there. But right now we're here in the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. And Botgirl has got time for it. And I'm totally, totally thankful for that. Here's Botgirl's story.
"Where in sweet God's name are we?" the starlet drawled, wide-eyed in wonder at the strobing lights and heart-pounding bass. "God has many mansions, my dear," Groucho quipped, with a rogue smirk on his lips and a pirate sparkle in his eye. "This one is called a rave." "Is this a movie set?" she guessed, the only explanation she could come up with for being somehow transported to the St. Vitus's dance raging around her. "What's my line?" Groucho asked, looking deeply into her dilated eyes. "Actor, silly," she said. "Close, but no cigar," he replied. "Time traveler."
Thank you, Botgirl. And if you're looking for an image that represents that, go to Botgirl's site. Things are starting to get illustrated in movie clips and immersive spaces and that, and it's all coming together. It's all folding over. The waves are crashing together and making cool patterns on the shore. This is the shore, by the way, if you didn't already know. Next up, it is Caledonia Sky Tower of the Shaunakee Library and Stories Unlimited and organizing Bard on the Beach, in which today we shall do a scene. I need to find the silly costume for it, although I may just wear ordinary stuff. I'm not into the Angel of Death, you know, dress like him. But that old thing, I've had it for years. I don't know, maybe I can find something then. I like to do things at last minute with that. Because then you know, it's like the pressure's on. Okay, here. Oh crap, marketplace is crashing. So, here she is with a story 2 days ago and only just remembered that I needed to record it. Well, thank goodness you have remembered. Oh, here's the recording.
Weekly Challenge 100 Word Story, Sparkle, by Caledonia Sky Tower. Damn it! I know I have seen it. It must be in my inventory somewhere. Jewelry and accessories. No. Props and sets from stories. No. Hey, maybe specialty emitters? No. No, no! Looking dully around the corporeal world, nothing glitters to mind. Shiny things, bright things, even things that glow. Not the thing I am looking for. Where is it? Then I remember it. The beloved furry friend. The look in my nephew's 4-year-old eyes when he greets me. The deep joy-filled laughter shared with dear friends. True sparkle. No bling assist needed. Found it! Thank you.
Yay, you found it! Woohoo! Cool. it's the little victories that make me happy. Thank you, Caledonia. Now that you found it, don't lose it! Put it where you expect it to be, on the shelf. I could not find the cinnamon the other day when I was doing my coffee blend and with, you know, with the immersion blender, and I was like, okay, here's the cinnamon and sugar after looking 5 minutes. It turned out cinnamon was in the last place I looked. But then again, the last place you look, you find it. And so that is the last place you look. And I'm going to write a story about, well, I've already written a story about finding the cinnamon, but you know, I found the dangerous alligator in the last place I looked because it killed me. Not just the last place I looked for the alligator, but the last place I looked anywhere in my life. Well, except out from its mouth and looking at the horrified faces of the animal control people. You see there. Boom. Got a story. You know, you listen enough, the idea comes to your head, and you find it. Where did I put the cinnamon? Oh, I should probably put some in the next cup of coffee. I'm almost on my fifth cup of coffee. Can't you tell? Just, yeah. Oh, here's Norval Joe's story. Ooh, the harmonica. Ah, it hurts my ears.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 330 with a prompt of sparkle. Here's my story. Owen pinched his nose and whispered to the ranger,
"Do we really need to have Spleen guiding us through the forest? At least if he's at the back, the company doesn't have to smell him."
Spleen was added to our company for a reason. As a half-goblin, he can tell when other fiend-type creatures are around, Traveler said. Owen was surprised to hear the dwarf speak. "And there be a reason why these be called the Goblin Woods." Jam sparkled along the oak handle as Findert pulled the battle axe from his belt. "Look, boy, our goblin friend senses something nearby." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
"My name is Klaus. I was told that Lawrence was looking for the advertisers. My company has recently opened factory in America. In Deutschland, we call them the Dackel, but of course, here, you call them the Wiener Dog. We grow the Wiener Dog. We sell them on the street corner vendors and occasionally at the garage sale or at the flea market. We want to expand to the internet, so if you could reply, I would be most gracious. Send the email to Klaus at thewienerdogwunderland.com. That's Klaus, Klaus, at thewienerdogwunderland, one word, .com. Danke." I apologize to any actual German speakers.
I know that's a fake, because that doesn't end in D-E. Oh, thank you, Klaus. I mean, Norval Joe. I thought I promised that next week was going to be Wiener Dogs. Oh, well, I lied. What I can do is I can add Wiener Dogs to the list. Okay. Oh, Red got a center story. Yes. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to add Wiener Dogs to the list. So I'm typing 17. Get to the thing, sparkle, the pick two, and I'm going to sneak it in here. Wiener Dogs. There. Finally. All right, I'm scratching my beard and confused. It won't be in the audio version of it, but I'm sneaking it in there. So if you don't listen to the audio of these things, good, you'll know. But if you only listen to the audio of these things because you're legally blind, I'm sorry. Okay? Wait. No. Blind? Deaf? I got that mixed up again, and now I'm being insensitive to both blind and deaf people. I suck. I really do. I've been doing this long. What? Why Twitter wanting to kill all third-party Twitter apps is ridiculous? What the hell is going on? Everything's... people... freaking out! Oh, well. All right, yay! Okay, so I'm going to copy her story and get it lined up here and go into there. And that's Planet Z's story. We're not there yet. Red Goddess. Bold, unbold. And slide that up. And Now we go to the list. I know. I'm taking way too long. But the truth is, I already had a story lined up to go here. It's Danny's. I know, Danny's probably thinking, why did he do all that if he waiting for... I know, I suck. All right, so here's Danny's story while I get the rest of this set up.
Hello, hello, Danny Dwyer here with Weekly Challenge 330. And I'd like to announce, with this weekly challenge, the addition of yet another character to Danny Dwyer's high-priced hooker saga. And her name is Sparkle, so sit back and enjoy. I just looked at him and said, I'm a pony, Sparkle screamed, her fiery red ponytails bouncing with her every move as she walked down the street with Cookie and Bubbles, who were laughing at the top of their lungs. The three often meet up for early morning breakfast at the local diner after Sparkle gets done working the pole at the local strip club. Sitting down at their usual place at the counter, the cook, Julio, asks Sparkle, the usual? Nah, just give me a Fruit Loop sandwich. Hold the egg. Julio rolls his eyes and prepares the order.
Thank you, Danny. I believe his name should be Rufus, because I like the name Rufus. It should not be Brad Mills, because, well, the Astros just fired him. Mike, it's turning into an annual event. You know, they give these managers, like, 3 or 4 year contracts, and then they fire them after 2. I want that kind of gig, where someone pays me way too much to do a crappy job, and then, like, 2 years later, oh, get out of here. And then, like, oh, well, I've got a year left in my contract. Woo-hoo-hoo! I got a long time to go for a job search. And then, like, after a year, it's like, oh, crap. No one wants to hire me after that. Oh, shit. Which, not that I've lived that 11 years ago. Oh, right. Thank you, Danny. And yes, Red Goddess got her story in, so this is where I normally would hand it to the midget, but, the midget's gone. He left me. Bastard. Talking about, you know, getting released from your job and just hanging around, and I guess he got bored. So if you've seen the midget, please let me know. Throw him in a mailbox. I have return posted prepaid on him. So just like the Eiffel Tower. So if the Eiffel Tower ever goes missing and you stumble across it, it's like, whoa, is that the Eiffel Tower? They've prepaid postage. I hope you knew that. Because if you're just looking at it, oh, man, now I have to get stuck with shipping it back. The French, hey, they keep their promises. What can I say? After coping with many personal losses in recent years, Lola no longer believes that time always heals. Although she is grateful to be among the living, she senses she's coming undone. Lola is disturbed that many missed out on living fully while alive. She hopes her funeral will not begin with, "We are here to honor and celebrate the life of a beautiful young woman gone too soon." Before she could shake off these morbid thoughts, a pregnant woman is in front of her screaming, "Call 911 now! I'm in labor!" She can still forge a living legacy that will sparkle. Yes, Lola can. She can forge a living legacy that will sparkle. I believe it. All of you believe it. You know, I think, I've been writing ideas for my own funeral. One, I don't really want to have one, because, like, what's the point? I mean, everyone's so busy, and they're all far-flung, and it's all the... It would probably be not just a virtual one, but maybe, I want it to involve self-addressed stamped envelopes somehow. I always like that phrase. Even if the stamps are food stamps, I don't mind. It would have to be something silly and pointless and turning funerals up. You know, maybe instead of preserving the body, putrefying it, or marinating it. That would be kind of fun. Although I won't be there. I will be there, but I won't be there. But something silly. Liquefying it and spreading it over grass. You know, all this stupid, you know, turning into ashes and dumping it out. No, no, liquefy it. Or feed it to the lions at the zoo. You know, give them a taste of what freedom will be like when they roam the post-nuclear wasteland hunting for food and... Sorry, was I saying something? Oh. One more story. And this one's an upper and a happy one. Speaking of hunting for food, it's none other... Ooh, man, that fourth coffee really did not agree with me. Oh, well, I'll wash it down with the fifth as we listen to Planet Z.
Stars twinkle, shimmer, glow, and sparkle. It has to do with the atmosphere or something. What stars don't do is blink. So that's the running light from an aeroplane or a helicopter. Don't worry about it, though. We are safe in these bushes, and there's no way they can find us. Not even if they're using heat-sensitive goggles. We don't give off heat. Just keep crouched down under your cape, stay still, and they'll pass by. Then we'll be able to go hunt for food. That camp down by the river will have plenty. Keep your fangs sharp and follow me.
And there you have it. A bunch of really good stories about sparkle and a few good lessons to live your life by. Thank you to everyone who was a part of this week's weekly challenge this week, as opposed to next week's weekly challenge next week, or next week's weekly challenge last week, or last week's weekly challenge... You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff you won't bother with anyway. Until next week, when the topic will be a pick two, and let me go ahead and look up that list for you. Okay, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. There you go, bring that up, and whatever. Maybe I should edit this out. Okay, here's the list. Lost. Sin. Conundrum. Updates. Paw print. Metabolic, award, walking, arthritis, the name of Bubbles' father, and wiener dogs. So now you got walking wiener dogs, paw prints of wiener dogs, the sins of wiener dogs, you crazy whack jobs. Oh, what was I saying? All right. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.